You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina, in for Rob Ferret. Coming up, we get a ringside seat to the world of professional wrestling from one Wisconsinite who made a career he loved out of making wrestling stars look good. First, there's a new report that makes it clear, and I quote, the extent to which racial inequality is a defining feature of Wisconsin. The report is called Race in the Heartland, and it brought together organizations from multiple states. The Center on Wisconsin Strategy compiled Wisconsin-specific data from the larger report. And to tell us more about how Wisconsin fits into this larger picture and what can be done about it is Laura Dresser. She's Associate Director of COWS for short. Laura, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
What do you find most striking about this report on racial disparity?
I mean, I think anybody paying attention to racial disparity in this state knows it's extreme and knows it's a real concern, though I think we don't pay enough attention to how extreme it is. I think the two things that are really revelatory to me is one is that we finally kind of anchor Wisconsin's reality inside the Midwestern context. And the story of race in the Midwest is really a story of migration, manufacturing opportunity, segregation, and growing disparity. I think people think of the roots of racial inequality in the South because of this of slavery there. But this is about the roots of racial inequality in the Midwest.
And where does Wisconsin fit in with our neighbors? Are we the same? Are we different?
We're sometimes the same and sometimes sometimes different. I think there's a couple of things that are true of the Midwest. The Midwest has a lot of large urban centers that got decimated by manufacturing job loss. Think of Detroit. Think of Ohio. Think of Milwaukee. And that's a story where the opportunity drew migrants that generated a black middle class off of strong manufacturing union jobs, that as those jobs went away and as those places became isolated and the racism and segregation set into those geographies, black workers became more and more isolated from opportunity and gaps opened up that way. So that story is all across the Midwest, and we have that in Wisconsin. But also there's the story of the best places to live kind of cities. And that's here too, Des Moines, Minnesota, Minneapolis, Madison. And even in these places, we have extreme racial disparity. So both things are going on. And I think that's kind of part of the story here.
And sometimes today that shows up in something like infant mortality.
Yeah. For example, Wisconsin's rate of black infant mortality is the worst in the nation. Our disparity between whites and blacks is fourth worst in the nation. And that's really shocking. A black baby has three times the chance of dying as a white baby in this state. And so from the very birth, right, we have this disparity in even your chances of living.
Right. We think that, if we can just change, if we can be better to one another, then everybody would have equal chance and that would be enough. And what the numbers show is that, no, from birth, that's the answer.
From birth, we're seeing a disparity like, you know, if you and we kind of try to walk through the life cycle here. So we looked at birth, like at birth, greater chances of dying in the schools. Greater disparity in outcomes, worst in the nation on third grade reading tests. In child poverty, very large disparities between the black population and the white population. One way I think about this is that in the state of Wisconsin, we have systems that are strong and work pretty well for our majority population, for the white people who have been here. The systems that were set up worked pretty well for them. We set up systems that were very segregated, and that had very hard walls for access, very hard racism sort of structured into this economy as well. And so the same systems generate this disparity, don't work as well for the black population.
Laura Dresser is Associate Director of COWS, formerly known as the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. She's also an Assistant Clinical Professor in the UW-Madison School of Social Work. Want to address any concerns about the integrity of the Race in the Heartland study? How do we know that this is good data we're drawing from?
Well, so this is every single source is a nationally, federally offered sample, the Centers for Disease Control on mortality, the American Community Survey and census sources. And consistently what we're doing is looking at white medians and black medians and the disparity between the two. And so sometimes that's a different way of looking at what opportunity looks like than the absolute levels. But it's almost, every single source is a national or kind of reputable source. If you went to this data, you'd find the same thing.
Great. That helps us understand, you know, how much to believe, because we always wonder about cherry-picked samples, and that's not the case with the numbers we're dealing with now.
And I think partly what you can see is the consistency of this. If you go to almost any piece of data, whether it's educational data or income data or incarceration data, you get the same picture. Wisconsin is the most desperate or close to.
So if we're not going to be able to solve this at the individual level, we have to deal with policy, right? There are so many policy suggestions that are laid out in this report. But, you know, what can we deal with when it comes to voter participation? I mean, Wisconsin is third worst disparity-wise in the nation for voter participation.
Yeah. I mean, think about that for a little bit. You know, the white population in the state is pretty likely to vote by national standards, but twice as likely to vote as the black population in the state. It just means there's greater representation of the interests of that population. There's fantastic work going on, I think, in Milwaukee, where black leaders organizing. Block is a mobilization and a community organizing campaign to generate black voice in democracy. I think we'll see a lot of, and you see Voces de la Frontera really mobilizing the Latino community. So different voices trying to bring more attention to the diversity of the state into the political process. And that's exciting. But we see policy decisions that are actually making it harder for people with less money, less access to vote. So the voter ID really hits students, people without IDs, people without, people without cars and no need for driver's license. So you can see both community mobilization around securing the right to vote and some state policies that really push against it. And I think in almost any of these categories, you can kind of see that tension, some focus on increasing equality and some like where our state policies are actually pushing towards greater inequality.
What about this concept of saving places, implementing policies that improve neighborhoods?
Yeah, I think one thing to think about is that the story of race in Wisconsin is geographically rooted in many ways. And we need to pay attention, especially to Milwaukee and how the public institutions in Milwaukee work. We've paid attention some to public schools in Milwaukee, but we haven't invested in them so much as we've like created a kind of competition between on the school choice system there.
Right. Trying to get into the better schools.
Yeah. So that there's
not
more
all
chaos
better, right.
Instead of really investing in all the schools and making that system work. But I also happen to know data from the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee and the access and graduation rates of people of color at that institution are not what they need to be to generate college degrees in our population of black and brown people. And so there's that's a question of, you know, investing in a place, Milwaukee, because it is the center and heart of the diversity of this state. And that's where solutions to the inequality partly need to get written.
And how do you push back on the idea then that, though, well, then we're dedicating so much effort in Milwaukee when we have an entire state, when we have people all over the place?
Right. I think we need to see more investment, in fact, in public infrastructure all over the state. But if we want to close these gaps, if we want to make our state work as well for people of color in the state, black people in the state, as it does for white people in the state, then we have to be attentive to not only universal policies that would impact everyone, like raising the minimum wage or extending union rights, right? We have to look at specific policies that help decrease the racism in the state, that generate access and advancement opportunities for people of color in the state, and that focus on specific places too, because that's how the gap will close.
Laura, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Laura Dresser, Associate Director of COWS, talking to her today about a new report on race in the Heartland and Wisconsin's extreme racial disparity.